The dialectic is the art of investigating or discussing the truth of opinions. The dialectic gets me to think about dialogues. It gets me to think about the quality of the dialogues in my life today, the nature of the dialogues in my life today. Dialogues, everyday conversations with people, is something that can be overlooked as almost trivial, that doesn't have much importance in life. It can be easy to feel like that, especially if your dialogues are very similar in nature. But diversity, the diversity of your dialogues, for me, is something that is becoming important to my life. Creatively, I found that I need people in my life where I can have a sense of being able to speak openly and honestly, a sense of safety and trust established there. And that is a breeding ground for creativity. Creative ideas, there's also a therapeutic nature to it too, that sense of getting things off your chest you didn't even know were on your chest, that is a large element of the unknown, as well as moving you forward into a future that's like having conversations that aren't stale, they aren't the same everyday conversations. I'm saying that there is a place for sameness of everyday conversations, it does provide a sense of stability, a sense of familiarity, a sense of knowing people, that is important also. It's balancing the balance between stability and that's something to think about. Something I've only recently started thinking about, and I started thinking about it because I was thinking about joining a writer's group. Are there any out there? So far I haven't really found that group that I feel like I would belong in. But that got me to think about the individuals in my life where I have that feeling already, where there is that feeling of being able to express what's on my mind without that fear of shame, ridicule, embarrassment. There's also a sense that the other person bringing that vulnerability to the table, being able to express what's going on for them, creatively, personally, whatever the nature is. It's just a space of openly expressing yourself, showing your humanity. So that's something to think about. Where are you with that right now? What balance would you like to see with that in your life? Because ultimately it does determine the nature of your felt like everyday experience of life. This plays up a huge effect in that, the dialogues in your life. Monologues are important because they help you to express your feelings, they help you to get to know yourself. But dialogues are also very important because that's your everyday life among other people. So it's worth considering where are you at with that right now. Could be a new question, so it might be worth considering it.